51 points.
There's a pit right here, and it's called an embarrassing pit. You know, we feel terrible about that, and looking to get it corrected.
What was the major issue?
Sometimes when it rains, it pours and starts snowballing. I mean, we were trying to patch some things together because of the injuries and whatnot, but that's no excuse. I mean, we just need to play faster. You know, I think the guys will tell you that.
Is there enough effort?
I thought so. I mean, you can pick out a play here and there, and we track loafs all the time. And we have never gone through a game and not had a couple. We do have some guys out there with some injuries, and at times I think they're trying to save themselves. I don't think that's the right thing to do, but that might have happened a couple times.
Coach McAdoo was saying how important it was to immediately take a look at the film. What was the mood like? What was the atmosphere like when you guys reviewed the film?
You know, I would, you know, and we do it on Tuesday. We don't do it on Monday. And typically, I said this to the guys the other day. So the coaches get a chance to look at it on Monday. They get a chance to digest it. It's 48 hours or 36 hours before we watch it with them. So by then, I'm a little bit more relaxed, you know, have accepted and kind of moved on. They're still at the point where they want to watch a little bit, which is a good thing. This was a tougher film session than most, mainly because of the result and the way we all felt. But we grinded through it. We watched about what I thought were the 15 key plays together. And I made my comments and my issues. The players, I had them do theirs. And then I wanted the assistants to detail their position with their particular players, which they did. And then we usually come back on that day, Tuesday, and then kind of sum it all up and move on to the next game, which we did. We moved on to San Francisco.
Ben said he told the coaches to simplify.
We're always doing that. Things don't go good, you know. We can find all kinds of excuses. I mean, we're always doing that. We'll continue to do it. We're just going to try to find the things that work for us, you know, knowing that we have different people in there. Last year was a... You know, we all know how blessed we were last year to stay as healthy as we were, because you can start adding pieces. You know, this year's a little bit different. So we'll go forward accordingly.
You guys count loops? Is that something you
have always done that?
Okay, but
forever.
Was that, did you notice that last year that there were loops in games too?
Well, they're in every game. You know, now when I say loaf, you know, we're hard on the guys. You know what I mean? So when it's not full speed or... Now, we call him a loaf. That doesn't mean the guy's walking.
What do you look for?
Are you with me? We need guys bursting to the ball.
Spags, there was a player quoted anonymously saying that he feels you are panicking in games and is blaming your calls for some of the things happening on defense.
I don't know anonymous.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, I don't know him.
Does that trouble you at all, though, that a player would?
No. We just got to move on. I can't even worry about that.
So you don't address that with
the
team?
It's anonymous, right? Is that true? Was it anonymous?
Yes.
So we don't know what anonymous. We don't know if it was made up. We don't know if it was actually said. Would that be true? So I'm not going to comment on it. Let's move on.
All right.
Any football questions?
Yeah, I got one more for you.
What do you got?
Quarterbacks. You've played a lot of teams this year where the quarterback has got you guys on your heels.
Yeah.
You're going against a rookie this week in Bethard.
Tell you, he's a pretty good little player. Kyle does some really good things with him. And then, you know, we got the other, the other thing we got to think about is if it's a different quarterback. So we got a couple of things going on.
But does it allow you to do some different things when you're going against a quarterback? Because you did it against Simeon with the Broncos in the game you won. That it seemed like you were able to kind of attack, whereas some of the games you've lost, you've kind of been on your heels a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to interpret the on the heels thing. I don't know whether
that... Well, you faced a lot of quarterbacks this year that have attacked you down the field and made big plays down the field.
Yeah.
The 49ers, even though they've attempted the most pass attempts in the league, they only have 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, we go in every game thinking a team can attack downfield. I mean, because they're pros too, right? So we're not going to go in there thinking that they can't here. And we've gone against Kyle Shanahan's offense before, and that's kind of one of their staple things, you know, block it up, protect them. Throw it downfield. They've had a couple that they've just missed. So we're not going to treat it any differently.